Okay, good morning. Welcome to the Beach Business Breakfast Show. This is our second episode. Our special guest today is Richard Evans, who's a buyer's agent in Newcastle. But first, I'm Dave Hoare, and it's Jeremy from JezWeb. Newcastle and probably the world's leading internet web design company. Richard's with us today to just have a bit of a chat about what he does and how he does it, what works for him and what doesn't. But just a reminder, the Beach Business Breakfast meets every third Thursday at Merriweather Surf Club Function Room from 7:30 to late 30. It's informal networking. To join, go to the Beach Business Breakfast website, that's beachbusinessbreakfast.com.au, and follow the link to the meetup site and join. It's $10, with $5 of that is a donation to the surf club for providing this magnificent venue and beautiful backdrop. Thanks to the people who provided that, which is fantastic. So welcome, Richard.
Thanks very much. Good to be along.
Excellent.
Thanks for having me.
Cool. So first thing, why did you decide to go into business for yourself?
I think it's something that's always kind of what I wanted to do, and just a natural thing for me, really, that it gave me more maybe control and flexibility in my life and develop and create something that I was able to put my own mark on.
Excellent. And before you were a buyer's agent, what did you do? What sort of career trajectory did you have?
Yeah, I had quite a varied background. I worked initially many, many years ago, over a lifetime ago, in the mining industry, which took me to far-flung places in the world and setting up laboratories, which was quite interesting, quite rewarding. Then I had I still have an interest in horticulture and landscaping, so I studied landscaping and I had my own landscape construction business.
Excellent.
Yeah,
right.
Which was great. Yeah, so it keeps me in touch. Another language, the only language I've actually mastered is maybe the language of plants.
Okay, fantastic. Excellent. Jeremy?
That's a surprising skill set, and quite diverse. So how did landscaping and horticulture drop you into property, I guess?
Property's always been an interest, of course. Something's always been ongoing. My family are all in property. I have brothers that are all in real estate. My whole family works in real estate or has done. And I also did work in local government. The landscape and the horticulture took me into local government and infrastructure, and with that, contract management negotiation. So I suppose in the background of what we always did was invest and buy property ourselves. And buyer's agent just is something that's always appealed to me.
And how did you get your first few clients? So you've decided one day, okay, I'm going to be a buyer's agent.
Yes.
And I'm going to find houses for people, I guess, is a basic part of it, isn't it? So how did you start?
Slow and steady. Build up a network, get to know the local market. Spent many years studying the local market here in Newcastle. And as I say, building network. And from that network, the referrals have come. And it's through the Beach Business Network, and the Newcastle Property Network have been fantastic for me.
Excellent.
David, of course.
Fantastic. Yeah, we do home loans, and we provide a lot of... we try and introduce people to Richard, because if you go to buy a house, it's good to have someone who's looking after your interests and who can help you sort of, I suppose, be clear on what you're looking for a house, rather than just have a budget and then go look for something to fit that budget. Richard can help people really think about what is it they want. Do they want a house? Do they want a townhouse, a unit? Do they want a garage? Do they want street parking? Do they want en suites? Do they want big yard, pool, those sorts of things? So it just makes people think before they go looking at places. So Richard, what sort of marketing do you do? How do you sort of market yourself?
Word of mouth is my strongest form of marketing. I do have a website and I do Facebook, but I'm hopeless on my social media, and I must confess to that. My website gets a lot of hits from far-flung places around the world, but I don't know, robots don't seem to, or bots don't seem to buy many, many houses off me, so I don't. But referrals is where it all comes from.
Yeah.
Referrals through a network.
Okay. So your partnerships with finance providers like David is pretty important then, in terms of he's got the trust with the person who's looking to buy a house, and then you're saying, well, I'm going to go in and speak on your behalf to the agency. And presumably the real estate agent's generally working on behalf of the seller.
Absolutely.
So they just want to get as much money as they can out of you. Whereas if you're acting on behalf of the buyer, you're saying, well, hang on, that bathroom's going to need to be ripped up, so we have to take some money off here. How does that sort of work? What value are you adding to that process?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're right. I totally work for the purchaser in the process. So right from the word go, I'm trying to, as you talked about before, it's focusing them into the sale and what they actually want. A lot of it seems to be a counselling role to get people prepared and ready to what they really need to be doing and explaining the process. So that comes first. David and our connection is a connection of saying, I know that David's going to give them great service in the financial sector. We're not tied up in any way other than that, though. It's just that, you know, you can recommend a solid network of people, and that's a great service that I think I bring to that, because people really need and appreciate it. So I'm able to facilitate that in the background whilst a purchasing process is going on. But a big part of negotiate, trying to negotiate a great final purchase price.
Yep.
But a big part of that is also stopping people from making a purchase that's a wrong purchase for them. That can be more important than actually, you know, negotiating on a property, I think, to avoid the property that they shouldn't be buying.
So, Richard, I know you go to lots of open houses, probably 20 a week or so.
Yes.
What's a sort of typical day for you, if there is a sort of typical day?
Certain days of the week are the really hot days for home opens, and that's working on the Saturday and the Wednesdays, usually the biggest days for home opens. So that's what you'll find me doing, rushing about, you know, on the property roadshow on Saturdays around. Yep. And it's a great way to meet people. You have a lot of fun doing that and running into agents and talking about what the market's doing and seeing properties and getting feedback from people who are out there searching for properties themselves.
And do you pick up clients from the other people who are at the open home as well? Is that allowed or?
Well, I don't know allowed or not, but honestly, yeah, it does happen that you get a lot, you know, feel quick. As it just is, people start chatting in your home open. Yeah, and people say, oh, you're a buyer's agent, I'm interested, or I've come from, some, you know, up from Sydney, I'm looking for a property, you know, can I have your card and sort of thing. But obviously you're going to do that without stepping on the toes of the selling agent. You don't really want to.
Yeah, I can imagine real estate agents not exactly falling out of their shoes to have you there sort of thing.
Well, they don't mind, and I don't see that you know, we can complement each other. It's not all war, really. I mean, as much as people like to say bad things about selling agents and buying agents, and I am a real estate agent as well, that I find I'm actually explaining to a lot of people that when they say they've got a lot of negativity towards a selling agent, I can say, well, let's, you know, explain the reasons why that happens and why it occurs. And you've got to remember, those people are employed to represent the vendor.
They're so they're out to do that.
Yeah.
So with your marketing, a lot of word of mouth, a lot of live referrals, those sorts of things, have you done any marketing that sort of hasn't worked? Are there things that you've done where you thought, oh, well, that was, I probably won't do that again, or I might do it a bit differently that people can learn from? Something that's flopped. Can be a little thing.
Well, maybe. You'd say my website's a bit of a flop at the moment. I've got to say, I'm not getting any strong leads come out of my website, but I wouldn't say, you know, it's not a flop. It's a long-term thing, and I heard you say before, it's an evolving thing, and I need to evolve my website. I know that, that's occurring. I am putting my feet in the water and trying out some other projects, and I'd have to let you know in the future whether I think they're going to work or not.
Have you done any, like, direct marketing? Like, do you go and, when you see like a for sale sign on a house, you go and stick things in letterboxes or anything like that? Like, not.
I haven't, and I'll certainly go to an area and target bases around that by not, you know, cold calling and speaking to people. But when I say cold calling, talking to somebody's out in the front garden, I'm not really necessarily knocking on doors.
Not knocking on doors.
But that's to get maybe an idea of what's going on in the property next door that we're interested in, target property.
Okay.
So I'll talk to the neighbour and see what's going on.
Also, probably the opportunity to share the knowledge you're getting. Like, you know which suburbs are hot, how many people are attending the opens. I know you told me about one that you were looking at where you actually parked outside and saw how many people were actually going in.
Yes.
So you get a feel for how in demand that property is, which is fantastic. So I think Richard knows you know, what the market's doing around Newcastle. So if you're looking to buy, it's probably someone you should think of calling.
So you must see a lot of people going through open houses, and like, what are some of the, is there any like really odd behaviours people have? Like, does everybody walk through an open house and they're like, open the oven and check that it's an oven or something? Like, what are some of the odd things you see people do?
That's probably something I would do. Check inside and look through everything and try and make sure everything's working and functional. I'd say that's definitely something people have to do in the purchase process at some stage. But I do see a lot of people paying a lot of attention to furniture and things, and there's a lot of staging happening these days, and it's done beautifully.
Yeah.
And that, and so people pay undue attention to that.
Which it's not going to be there when they move in.
Absolutely. So they're admiring the furniture more about what, you know, they like the furniture and the style of the, what's been put in the home than looking at the home. So I'd advise people to be aware of that.
If you see shows like Selling Houses Australia and those sorts of things, they do that to sort of showcase to people what you can do.
Well, it adds to the perceived value of the home, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, because, well, it's great showing it off for what it is capable of doing.
Like, it makes you don't have to imagine what it looks like to have a nice couch, even though you might not own a nice couch and things like that. So,
And a lot of those companies offer that furniture for sale as well, so it's not a bad thing that you could actually purchase some of that furniture and, you know, set the home up that way. So for me, it's probably a great thing, because, you know, I'm not going to be the best at picking colours and furnishing properly, so, you know, something maybe to look at.
As you can see by the shirt we're all wearing.
Stick to your expertise.
So what are the sort of key services you provide? Like, what sort of things can you do for people?
Well, first of all, identify what they need, what they're looking for, and where they're at in the process, how long they've been looking for, what they're looking for, have they got their finance approved? Number one, I'd say go out and get your finance approved.
So is that checklists, or like you just sit and sort of interview them for an hour, or how does that process happen?
I can do checklists, but I do operate with partly a checklist, but I also, to sort of get people in that way of thinking, but then develop it by chatting to them, because it's really just to try and build up that rapport as an understanding of what they want. Mm. So we're feeling like we're communicating with them. On the same wavelength, really.
And we're similar with our finance. When you're talking to people, it's about getting a pre-approval or having your finance in place to, you know, before you go looking, because it's like going shopping without a budget. You need to get your finance in place first.
Your offers are going to be a lot stronger on a property if you've got your finance in place, your pre-approval, and agents are going to take that a lot more seriously. Yeah. So number one rule, get your finance in place before you go out looking
for a property. Yeah. So I think you can either negotiate a price on a house that people have already found themselves. So people might say, we like number one Smith Street, wherever it is, and you can assess the market and say, look, I think a fair price is, and negotiate on their behalf and manage the purchase process, or they can give you their budget and you can come up with a list of places and take them around and show them and that sort of stuff.
That's it, search and negotiate and sort of analyse the property and come up with a strategy how we're going to purchase it, whether that be private treaty or it's at auction, or do we want to make offers prior to auction, and of course that's getting strata reports looked at, and pest and building inspections done, electrical inspections done.
Maybe also plumbing inspections. Plumbing inspections.
You know,
houses being sold around Newcastle are 50 to 60 year old, and the old clay pipes aren't sort of what they were 50 or 60 years ago. I suppose that's probably about it, Richard. Thanks for being part of the Beach Business.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
I know Richard's probably one of the people that's been every one of the breakfasts, which is really good. So just a reminder, third Thursday of every month, 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. Every now and then, about once every 3 months, we do have a workshop or a seminar, which is free. The next ones are going to be on Instagram and LinkedIn for business. That will be in our April meeting. So, if you want to get along to that, just RSVP via the website or Meetup, which would be good. And, thanks for coming, Richard and Jeremy.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me along.
See you later.
Cheers.
Cheers.